So as you sit in your upright position, we're working to a two-step breathing pattern. Your Purak, your long, slow inhalation. And Rechak, long, slow exhalation. Just use that to calm the waters of the mind. Let all the stray thoughts dissipate. And to watch the mental wavelength straighten, purify. And as you get more comfortable with your two-step breathing pattern, let's insert that space, that kumbhak, between inhalation and exhalation, just to give a little bit of pause in life. So retain the breath, and then when you'll exhale out. And just to slow things down a little bit, we'll make it a 1-1-2 ratio, where you inhale for a certain amount of time, retain the breath, kumbhak, for that same amount of time, and exhale twice as slowly out. As we may have discussed before, breathing is a physical phenomenon, it's a physical process, but it's so linked with our mental arena. And the breath is just a great tool because it's tangible, it's palpable. Controlling the thoughts is a little bit more difficult, but controlling the breath is relatively, well, it's a bit easier. And it has effect on calming the mind. So work into that three-step breathing pattern. I'll give you a little bit of time. Helps the body feel light, the mind feel light. There's a quality of mind known as lagima. Lagima in Sanskrit means levity or lightness of mind. And that's part of that initial stage of meditation, clearing the mind of all the heaviness of life. Because ultimately we like to be light, free, spontaneous, buoyant, that type of. And that needs to be cultivated. We were talking about pain earlier and how pain can, physical pain that is, how that can be a stumbling block for meditation. And it's absolutely true. When the body's hurtful, then going inside can be difficult, but it's not impossible. It's manageable. And just need to give ourselves, of course it depends on degree of pain. But we always have to think that there's a little bit of scope because the mind is so vast. It can find all the nooks and crannies in life. And as much as we're able to manage, we should always try and take it inside. Find that cool spot. And a neat thing about it, but that when the mind is more relaxed and the body's mind's more balanced, and that will help to some or more degree with our pain management. No doubt we may need treatment and therapies and medicines, but having a calm mind will help. So leaving of the everything of the external world behind, just come into the center point of mind. Come into those cool waters of consciousness, of placid experience. Just keep coming inward and ultimately plant your flag there. Say, this is where I'm going to be. I'm going to remain here. And where is here? It's that sense of pause in between the inhale and exhale. Come all the way deep into that point. And then that will be your new state of mental experience or existence. So with each and every three-step breathing pattern, you're going deeper and deeper inside, and that kumbhak is taking you to a stiller, calmer, more sentient space. Each one is going in deeper. And let that be your new meeting point, your new stance. Cultivating that yearning to find that peace that those great mystics talk about, beyond pain and pleasure to the realm of bliss, of joy. It's a state of mind. And it's always worth striving for in each and every breath, knowing that the possibility is there. Go deeper. And the deeper the mind goes, the more it wants to delve inside, to find out, to unearth, to find those cool waters of consciousness, that place that's so real, that's inside of us, yet also a touch elusive. But meditation is the time to make that our practical stomping grounds, that place where we reside. So let that be the goal, the aim of this journey, is to keep going deeper inside, planting our psychic flag at that point of perfect stillness. Long, slow respirations as you journey still deeper. This gives a healing touch to the physical body, the psychic body, awakening the spiritual body, easing all the rough spots in life, making everything placid and calm. And that's what we want from our meditation, to renew, to come back to our starting point, to wipe away all the difficulties of life, all the stains of everyday living, and renew and come back to that eternal source that's inside us, that fountain of effulgence, of joy, of existence, where everything's always fresh and new, upbeat, positive. So as we draw our palms together and bring the thumbs to the Trikuti point, we honor our meditation and take the firm determination to keep that inner essence with us as we move about to the day and navigate the waters of life. Namaskar.